I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A New Jersey man broke into a house, got naked, and tried to join a woman in the shower. Giggity.
Oh, that is like my worst nightmare. That is so scary.
Thank God. I thought you were about to say that's my dream.
Yeah, you're like, hello, gorgeous. Several family members were in the home when the guy broke in. The family member said the woman came running down the steps in her towel and was on the phone with cops. When the officers arrived, the man was cleaning dirty dishes in the sink. Now, that's got to be my dream, right? Like, sure, break in, do what you want, don't hurt me, but you're going to do the dishes? Okay, I appreciate that. Make sure you put it on the extra rinse.
At least he's earning his keep.
No kidding. He was arrested and charged with burglary and lewdness. And he should have been charged with kindness. Another dummy of this dummy of the day story today. A 14-year-old wannabe Instagram star has been detained by sheriff's detectives in California after stripping down to his underwear and causing havoc. He was dumping a Slurpee on his head like he went to a 7-Eleven, and it had to have been cold. He drives his giant Slurpee and he just dumps it like, woo!
That's a literal brain freeze.
Because somebody dared him to do it. He also got dared to go to a bowling alley and steal a pin, so he ran down the lane, stole a pin, almost got crushed because the thing that comes down and pulls it back. Yeah, this kid's stupid. He's 14. He went to a Popeye's chicken, hopped in the counter, went behind there and grabbed a piece of chicken. What are all these stupid kids doing nowadays? They're like, I'm going to go in here and grab what I want.
Where are the parents?
I don't know. He even did it at a pizza place, too. They caught him and they detained the boy that was being sought this past week by detectives. And this is after four reports of theft. He's facing charges of vandalism as well. The stunt involves two boys that recorded him while he went into those different businesses. The young teen is, of course, dared by people that were commenting on stunts. The parents, I guess, apparently, when they found out, because they didn't know, they've went to these businesses and apologized.
Well, but that's good.
I wonder if they're really embarrassed, like, gosh, our son's a dumbass.
No, they're probably like, honey, get 60,000 followers. So you can start pimping HelloFresh and get us some free stuff.
What's HelloFresh?
Like one of the biggest companies that people say they use on Instagram if they have a lot of followers. So they get paid to do it.
HelloFresh to me, and I'm not knocking it. Like if you're like, hey, make sure you pick us some HelloFresh, sounds like either like a woman's product, you know, for down there, or like kitty litter.
No, it's like fresh delivered food to your home.
Oh, see, I was totally off that. I'm glad you told me that.
But like everyone from The Bachelor uses that and promotes it.
Because I feel like it could be a woman like, hi, I'm Alex for HelloFresh. When I want to be extra flowery, I get HelloFresh.
Well, it could have been.
That would be HelloFresh, right?
And your final dummy of the day story today, this one might involve Alex too. A 73-year-old Florida man has been banned from the beach for 6 months. Any guesses what he did?
Probably having sex.
That's a good guess.
Ooh, I was just going to say nudity, but sex is good.
No. What he did isn't illegal, but I guess it's kind of creeping people out. The 73-year-old dude, he was handing out business cards looking for a sugar baby.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
The card reads, quote, sugar daddy seeking his sugar baby. The mother of a teenager on the beach called the cops after seeing the cards. The man told the officer he was passing out the business cards to young females, but they were all over 18.
Sure.
The guy said he was devastated by the ban.
He was devastated. I mean, rightfully so.
At 73, this could be his last beach season.
Yeah, and it could be his last chance ever to get laid.
Yeah, there's plenty of babies that want sugar.
My gosh. Please don't do
not
that.
Not those babies.
that's way too young. Would you have a 73, not to hook up, but if a 73-year-old man saw you downtown or somewhere you're hanging out, Alex, you know, the Eagle, wherever you're doing your thing, hanging out. And he's like, hi, Alex.
He just wants to hang out and pay me for
it.
I'm
looking for a sugar baby. I assume this is how he talks.
I mean, I can always use more friends. If he wants to pay me to be his friend, I mean, sure.
What else would sugar babies have to do?
Go to events and stuff like that.
Would you do that?
Maybe a few, yeah.
All right, if you are a sugar daddy, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Let's hook this up, because then hopefully we can get some fringe benefits from Alex getting all hooked up.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Pro hockey player for the Nashville Predators, Mike Fisher, has announced his retirement from hockey in a heartfelt letter to fans. Mike is married to Carrie Underwood, and she released a statement saying, "I look so forward to seeing what God has in store for you in this next chapter of your life. You've given your teammates and the game your all for so many years. You've worked so hard and made us all so proud. Isaiah and I love you so much, and we are so excited to be able to have you home a lot more."
If I would have married Carrie Underwood and I was a hockey player, I would have quit hockey immediately.
So you could stay home with her?
I'm like, I'll be your roadie, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Real Housewives of New York star Luann de Lesseps ended her marriage after 7 months because she says her husband cheated on her twice.
And 7 months? That blows my mind that people do that quickly.
I know.
Like, why even get married?
Luann was shown a photo of her husband Tom kissing another woman by her co-star Ramona Singer. She uncovered more evidence of his affairs last month. Apparently, Tom met up with an ex-girlfriend and ditched Luann while they were in the Hamptons. One of Tom's friends says it's not true, and that's not why Tom and Luann's marriage ended. Luann announced her plan to file for divorce on social media yesterday, writing, "It's with great sadness that Tom and I agreed to divorce. We care for each other very much. Hope you respect our privacy during this sad time." Dukes of Hazzard star Tom Wopat?
Might be. I mean, I know the Dukes of Hazzard, but I couldn't tell you all of them. But let's
Wopat,
go with that.
I don't know. But he
played the
Luke,
first one.
He played Luke Duke on the classic TV series. He was arrested for indecent assault and battery in Massachusetts. The alleged victim is a woman connected with the production I think it's like a live play or something that he's doing, and the incident involved him allegedly grabbing her butt and then a little more than that.
Hey,
so,
give me some of that sugar, sweetie. Come here.
Ew. Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian are close to wrapping up the custody agreement for their daughter, Dream. Neither side has requested child support, and Dream is with Rob more than Blac Chyna. It was reported if child support becomes an issue, Rob would be the one asking for money. Derek Dillard is under fire for attacking fellow TLC star Jazz Jennings on Twitter. The Counting On star ripped the 16-year-old transgender star in a tweet saying, "What an oxymoron. A reality show which follows a non-reality. Transgender is a myth. Gender is not fluid. It's ordained by God." Jazz Jennings then tweeted, "Every day I experience cyberbullying, but I keep sharing my story. Today was no different." Sean Spicer will not compete on Dancing with the Stars.
Boo!
I know.
Dang it!
The former White House press secretary was flattered by the opportunity when asked, but because he believes he'll have an overwhelming number of commitments in the fall, he declined the offer, and he also said, "I'm not a good dancer."
It would have been so fun to watch him do it, though.
So funny. Selena Gomez checked into rehab for 90 days last year, but she says that it's still a struggle to stay on track. During an interview with InStyle magazine, Selena opened up about having negative influences away from her and says that continuing therapy helps. She also said that social media can be tricky because there are plenty of haters that try to get negative things out of her. She said, "I don't depend on one area of my life to make me happy. It's really important for me to love and nourish my friends and family and to make sure that I never get influenced by a guy. Before, I was so young and easily influenced and I'd feel insecure." That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. Okay, check this out. Right now, we are going to play Finish the Lyrics, and we could hook somebody up with a $50 main event bonus play card. Let's go to Nicole. Hey, do you want to be on Team Joe or Alex, Nicole?
Team Alex.
All right, Alex and Nicole got you locked in.
Sweet.
And then let's get line four. Let's go with Kristen today. Kristen on the Joe and Alex show. You're going to be on Team Joe.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, MYK, when you talk to people off air, can you be like, "Hey, when you're on Joe's team, sound like you're not depressed"?
Well, sometimes they think they're going to be on Alex's team, so they're like, "Oh, damn it, I'm on Joe's
sometimes,
team."
Sometimes, all the time. You tell me one person that's like, "I want to be on Joe's team."
I've heard it multiple times. You're just butthurt.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I got my butt kicked yesterday. All right, this game, MYK, can you kind of be the official announcer here and explain how Finish the Lyrics works?
You had the rules right in front of you, Joe. Let's hear them.
Okay. We each get three songs. We can listen to the song two times. We have to guess what the... I sound crappy. I can't be like you.
What is
this
voice?
I'm trying to be like announcer MYK here. Okay. We have to guess what the next word is when the song ends and say final answer. Now, we can ask our teammate, which for me is Kristen and for Alex is Nicole, one time for help. But that's it. So we have to do it sparingly. All right. Ready to go? We ready to do this, Alex?
Yes.
All right. Would you like to go first today, or would you like to go second today?
I'll go first.
All right. Here is your first song. And Nicole, listen, because Alex might come to you to try to get a little bit of help. Your first song today for Finish the Lyrics. Here it is.
Hot like me. Ooh. Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you?
Uh-huh.
Don't you?
You're dancing seductively.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me?
Me. That's the next word. Me.
Final answer?
Yes.
Final answer.
Oh, man! Oh! I was close, but it was the wrong word. It was like the same type of like sound.
It was. All right. Hey, we might actually have a chance here to actually hop up and do something this morning. This is going to be the first song for us today for Team Joe and Team Kristen for Finish the Lyrics. Here we go.
I take you to the candy shop.
Oh, yeah. Lick it.
I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl. Don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa. Almost say, whoa. Let's see if it's final answer. Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know how MYK does this stuff now. I'm on top. All right. So after round number one, Team Joe and Kristen are leading with one, and Alex and Nicole, nothing.
I'm not worried yet.
Okay. Whoa, here we go. Your song number two.
Con los terroristas.
No.
Not worried yet, she says. Oh my gosh. Good luck.
Let.
Once again, I don't know why I help you out every week.
No, let is my final answer.
Because you do have a teammate.
Play it.
Okay, final answer. Wow, let.
And do the Harlem Shake.
What did he say? I thought he said let them do the Harlem Shake.
And do the Harlem Shake.
Oh my God. All right. That's okay.
Is it okay?
It's fine. Just
is it okay?
Go for it. Go do your turn.
Did you ever do one of those stupid
you
dance videos?
You should have stopped it where it was the growl.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, listen, she'll tell you where you should have done
that.
Yeah.
I would have done that.
Let's hear it. You need more phlegm in your throat.
All right, cool. I hope everybody's eating eggs right now. All right, over easy.
I'm sexy. Wipe me up.
All right, Kristen, right now we could win Finish the Lyrics and get you that $50 main event bonus play card. Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right,
I'm
cool.
Not giving up yet.
Nicole, well, if I get this, I win.
What?
Yeah, you're 0-2.
All right.
Here we Nicole's like, oh, man, I should have picked Team Joe, but I made a bad decision.
Stop.
Here we go.
Every other day, Alex wins, and I pick Alex today, and, you know.
Hey! That's the fade. Wait a minute. He can lose.
Here we go. Song number two for Team Joe and Kristen.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
Thought it was the F word, okay?
Buy all of the things I never had.
Bruno Mars!
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah? I'm going to say, what up, Oprah? By the way, next week on the Joe and Alex Show and on Radio Now,
we're having Oprah as a guest?
No, she won't call us back. But we're going to have Bruno Mars tickets, including front row tickets
next week.
So, I'm going to say, what up, Oprah, as my final answer. Let's see here.
What up, Oprah?
Yeah!
Dang it.
Do I just hit my victory song now?
Hit the victory song.
Oh, yeah.
All I do is win.
Good job.
No matter what. Got money on my mind.
I would like to be humble in this win, but wow, those were tough.
You want to be really humble? The score is 2 points, Joe and Kristen, 0 points, Alex and Nicole.
Wow.
Zero.
Hey, listen, you don't have to rub it in.
All right, I think we lost somebody. I don't know who we lost.
I'm sure it was my teammate.
Hey, is Kristen there?
Oh.
We lost everybody. Our phone system is the best.
Kristen calls
Indy.
Back.
All right, yeah. No, wait. Is that your teammate?
No, that's yours.
Okay, I thought you were telling the... Okay. Yes, Kristen, congratulations. We won 2-0. You're going to get that $50 main event bonus play card. They got everything, you know, for the summer wrapping up with that fun pass. You can play bowling, pool, laser tag, all kinds of cool stuff. So congratulations to that.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
Get your freak on.
Show Friday is going on right now on the Joe and Alex Show, and let's get right into it. We got an email, and now we're talking to, is this Julian?
Yeah, it's Julian.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Julian.
What's so freaky about you?
Morning. This might probably be a little weird, but...
Are you okay?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Are you crying?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a little overwhelmed with happiness right now to be talking to you guys. I love your show so much.
Thank you. I don't think we've had anyone cry because they were so excited to talk to us.
You're laughing while he's crying.
I'm
it's
sorry.
Weird.
It's cute. No, I love it.
It's fine. I'm a really sensitive and emotional guy, you know. And my wife, she thinks it's cute, thank goodness. But you know, that's my thing, I guess. Yeah, I guess if I had to call it freaky, I'm super sensitive about like. How about everything? I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with me, but I don't know. I think it's okay. You know, I love being alive, and I appreciate everything, and I'm really sensitive. You know, I mean, I thank God that I don't have to worry about dating right now, because with my personality and my emotions, I think it would be kind of hard to find a girl who would be cool with it. You know, that just sucks.
Oh my God, you,
Julian,
but I think you are so precious.
Julian, hang on.
Thank you.
You're going to drown in your own tears. Hold on.
He's like a real life Eeyore.
All right, continue on. It's going to be okay.
Well, I don't know. I guess, ever since I'm a kid, you know, I got two older brothers and they call me a crybaby, you know, and the kids at school and every so often I get beat up for it. But, you know, I mean, it's not like I cry when I don't get my way. Oh, I do sometimes because it's just
same.
Anyway, listen, I mean, it's like any emotion, whether I'm super excited or happy, sad or angry. It just makes me cry. I don't know why.
Julian, you are literally the guy version of me. I am the exact same way. I cry so easily.
Really?
If somebody, oh my gosh, yes. I am like, I always tell people God. I'm exactly like Ashley I from The Bachelor, of which you may not know who she is, but she cries nonstop.
No, I know her. That show makes me cry all the time.
Yes. Okay. That is, I'm laughing because I think you're so cute.
We're never going to actually get to the point here on Freak Show Friday. I can already tell.
What's the point? What do we want to know? Like, what makes him cry? Because he's saying because he cries so much, just when he's feeling any type of emotion, like, that's what makes you a freak, right, Julian?
I mean, things that, you know, shouldn't make anyone emotional. They make me emotional. You know, like I cried once when I saw this bird taking a little bird bath. He just full wings and he's just so cute.
I'm sorry. This is
just awesome.
It is awesome. I think
that gets me emotional too. Like when they're flapping their feathers and the water goes everywhere.
You're making me cry.
What I'm saying to me is just. It's just really so sweet and so helpless, and you just want to scoop them up or just put them in your pocket, you know, and just take care of them. I don't know.
I'm laughing so hard you're making me cry. Okay, you've got to get through this without crying too much, Julian. Okay, so what else makes you cry or has made you cry in the past?
Okay, I'll see you guys, Julian. Okay. I don't know, anytime I see like a pregnant woman, I start crying, you know. She's carrying a child, you know, life is just so phenomenally beautiful, and I mean, I can't go to a hospital. I'm bawling, you know. What else? Weddings, obviously, forget it. I just, you know, funerals I can't go to because, I mean, even if I don't even have to know the person, and I'm just totally unhinged because you see, like, the family over there, and they're just so upset.
Your wife is just used to this? I mean, she's just used to you just crying all the time constantly?
I don't know how, but yes. She's one in a million, you know? She just gets me. She doesn't judge me, at least in my face. I don't know. She could be telling her friends something else.
She kind of laugh, like, with you whenever you, like, are crying?
I think she feels bad for me. I think she just, you know, she just knows that I'm different, and she's okay with it or whatever, you know? I don't know.
What's something, like, really recently that you've cried about and your wife, like, knew about it?
The other day I saw this little picture of a cactus.
A cactus?
And, I was in some travel magazine or something, and the cactus had one little flower on it, you know? And I took a little photo and I sent her a text of it. And I was like, oh, look, you know, and she just sent me a text back and she said, get it together.
I would have to agree with your wife. You're way too emotional, Julian.
I love it. I love you.
Would you leave your wife for Alex?
Let me tell you, my wife is a pretty special lady, but Alex, you'd probably be a close second.
Aw, thank you.
Julian, is there any other things you can think of, I guess off the top of your head, that you're like, I cried when this happened or
rapid
when I saw
fire.
This?
Rapid fire list.
Old people bum me out, you know, because I think about, they just don't have a whole lot of time left. Any cartoon movies, any animated films. You know, when Olaf started melting in Frozen, I had to leave the theater. It was awful. My boss emails me, asks me to come to his office. I'm like, oh, crap, what did I do?
Me too. Hey, guys, is that not me yesterday, literally?
Every single time you get called in the office, Alex starts crying.
It's true.
Even
I'm
before
she
now. Gets there.
I'm crying now laughing at this.
All right, what else? Come on.
Certain hip hop is just like, and it gets really violent, like the lyrics. Anything like, I mean, musically, anything Kesha because of what she's been through.
Oh my God, yes!
Well, she has been through a lot.
This is the funniest thing.
It's just awful what's happened. When my phone gets to be 50, down, the battery gets down to 50%, I start crying, man. It's just like, I don't know, the list goes on, and I've probably taken enough time for you guys.
You kind of have here this morning, Julian, but that's interesting.
This is my favorite Freak Show Friday because of how funny this is, but it's not like creepy. It's just funny.
I don't think there's anything freaky about a guy crying, but for all the reasons Julian's crying, like everything.
Yeah.
You definitely are an emotional guy, which is interesting, and
precious.
That's cool.
You are a precious cinnamon roll who must be protected at all costs.
I probably got problems. I don't. I just gotten through this far, so I'll just keep going, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
He's literally Eeyore.
He is sober. Hey, Julian, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. And 317-239-1... 009. I have a couple of questions or things I'd like to talk to people about, Alex. And that is number one. Ladies, do you have a man kind of like Julian? I don't think anybody's that far extreme, but
yeah, I doubt
that,
it.
Where you're crying about everything or like that kind of sets them off. And I actually have a few things that kind of make me cry. I'll talk about coming up. But are there men out there that will call in at 317-239-1009? Like things that make you cry.
Yeah,
you're like, what is that?
Funny things that make you a little bit sensitive. I mean, yeah, like Joe said, it's probably not going to be as crazy as Julian, but I want to talk about men who cry because, to be honest, I think that's really sexy when a guy isn't afraid to cry. And I have a story, too, about one of my exes I'll share next.
Did Julian, when he was on the phone, turn you on?
A little bit, yes.
She's a very freaky girl. The freak's done hard. Super freak! She's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on. So, Julian just called in, and we're not laughing at him. We're laughing with him.
No, we're laughing with him. I love him.
He cries at everything. Birds, like when they like flap in the water, like little bird man, like he cries at that. He cries because he thinks about old people and they're gonna die, and just all kinds of stuff. He just everything can make him cry, even if it's not a sad thing to us.
Stryker tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show when he said Olaf made him leave the theater. I started crying from laughing, and my gut hurts. LMAO. I feel the same way.
He said in Frozen when Olaf starts melting, he's like,
he had to leave the theater. He said he was crying so
hard. I wonder if we've ever seen Frosty the Snowman before. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Giovanna. I can't even say this damn name. I'm sorry. I never did well in school. How do you say your name? Your phone's cutting out. Say it one more time.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, this is like an awesome phone commercial. Kind of. What did you want to say?
I was calling in to say that I think that Julian may suffer from hypersensitivity, which is a sensory disorder. My son has the same thing. His is not as extreme as Julian, but he can't decipher between his emotions. When something is a little bit sad, he gets overly sad about it, and it's the same way with excitement. someone can give him a dollar and he's excited like he's just won the lottery.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, he could have something like that. Who knows? I mean, it doesn't sound like he's upset like there's something wrong with it. I mean, it sounds like he just knows this is how he is and he's married and whatever. But, I mean, yeah, that's. I mean, he could.
Hey,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. With my son, they tried to prescribe pills or something for him. I just said, no, that's how he is.
Yeah.
That's who he's going to be. And if you want to work through it when he gets older, that's fine. I can deal with it.
You know what? I really like that. Good for you as a parent, because I think way too many parents are just getting their kids all hyped up on pills for everything now. So I think that was probably a good choice.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. And I'm sorry I butchered your name. Please forgive me. Let's go to, ooh, this is a tough one. Dawn? There we go. Dawn, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. And you are disappointed in Alex. Wow. Okay. Why?
Because that guy, you know, it's not funny. He has a serious issue, and she's just cackling out loud. That just shows, I mean, she's always, sometimes I don't listen to your guys' show because I haven't gotten used to her yet, and she's so judgmental and just disrespectful to people, and, you know, that just kind of pisses me off. I mean, I don't cry at some of the stuff he does. I did cry when Mufasa, every time I watch Lion King, when Mufasa dies, I cry.
Oh, that's tough.
Normally, I cry when I hear of bad stories about children and about dogs being abused because I have two children and I love animals.
Yeah.
But I don't go that far. But some of the things he was saying, I don't think she should have been laughing out loud at him.
Alex,
obviously, he has a problem, but it's not humorous.
Alex, for you, Alex, I'm asking, and you can respond to Don. Hang on, Don.
Okay.
Is this for you? Are you laughing? Because I know I hate when I do this. If something's really uncomfortable for me, I'll laugh, like giggle. Is that yours, or what's going on with you?
No, I thought it was genuinely funny. I was obviously laughing with him. I wasn't being malicious. And Don, don't you know what this segment is called? It's called Freak Show Friday. He contacted us and said, hey, I consider myself a freak for this. I want to be on the segment. He knows what the segment is. We didn't find him and force him on the air. I mean, when these people come on, they know what they're getting into for Ask Alex whatever. They ask for my opinion or Freak Show. They tell us what they do that they think is freaky, and then we respond to it. I said multiple times, I love this guy. I think he's precious, and I think I'm laughing because it's so cute. He was clearly not offended by me, and if he was, I would have, you know, said, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, if he would have been like, hey, it's not funny. But he was he obviously knew, like, hey, this is who I am, and it's kind of funny, and it makes me a freak. And he was, I think, in on the joke with us. So I have to disagree with you.
Well, it's the volume. I mean, you were laughing like something was hysterical.
Well, it was hysterical.
It wasn't, and this isn't.
That's my laugh. I mean, the volume of my laugh. I don't laugh louder. I mean, that's just my laugh. So I agree to disagree. I hope you have a blessed day.
Oh, hey, I don't know if you can come back from a blessed day. Don, though, thank you for listening to the show, even if Alex pisses you off.
Amke on Twitter, at Joan Alex Show, said, I love that guy. I cry at everything and anything, too, with hearts. So I think Don is, like, you know, the exception to the rule. I think most people get that it was really
Alan
cute.
Alan is on the Joan Alex Show. What do you think about this, Alan?
Oh, first of all, go ahead, Alex, get her. But no, if anything, I mean, me personally, when I watch Undercover Boss, I have to say at the end when the bosses just be going, you're giving all that to the employees, that,
yeah,
you know, it touches. It touches. So,
aww.
I mean, you can't say that you do not break down and cry, you know,
it's
at least
show.
One good tear.
Yep.
Oh, no, I do, and I always bring this up as like a pity party, but something happened to me when I lost my dad like 10 years ago. I cry at everything. Like, if there's a sad movie or something in there, I'll cry at every freaking scene. If I watch Pay It Forward, oh my God, I'm a hot mess. I think it's normal for guys to cry, Alan, like you're saying, but it just, he cried a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I don't cry when I see a pregnant woman. I'm like, oh, that's cute, but I'm like, oh, it's a baby in there.
Well, I had an ex-boyfriend, and we went and saw the movie Room, which, by the way, was based on a book. And if you need a good book to read or a movie to watch, go read or watch Room. It is excellent. And at the end of the movie, my boyfriend at the time started crying. And I was like, what's wrong? Are you sad about the movie? And he was like, no, the movie was amazing. He's like, I'm just crying because it's over. He was sad because the movie was over. So, I mean, that was, like, so cute to me. Immediately, I was like, oh, I love this guy. You know, when I was dating him at the time.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. Thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex show for Freak Show Friday. What do you think about Julian, who just, he cries at everything?
With you guys, I thought it was a little bit extreme. Like, I kind of see where he's coming from. The guy that I'm seeing, he is emotional on stuff like that, too. Not to that extreme, but, like, if it's a, you know, a cute commercial that's kind of sad, you'll look over and he'll have, like, tears. He's, like, trying to hide it. And I'm like, oh, my God, that is so cute.
So cute!
And he's like, no, it's stupid. I need to quit it. And I'm like, no, seriously, that is not dumb. That I think that too many times guys are made to feel you're not allowed to cry. You're not allowed to show emotion.
I don't think so anymore. I feel like guys cry more now than ever.
No, I think there's still a stigma.
It shows us your little, I don't know how to say it, sincere side, you know, that... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your sensitive side.
I think I have an estrogen imbalance because I cry at everything.
Hey, that's what my guy said. He goes, I cry at everything. It's true. I was like, you do not cry at everything. And, you know, kudos to Julian's wife because I think that would be hard. And I'm not trying to criticize him because I know, you know, he said he can't help it. But that would be hard to have someone that cries like that at the wind blowing.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Lisa, to the Joe and Alex show.
We got a tweet from Will. Thank you, Will, at Joe and Alex show. Don and other people are way too sensitive. Like Alex said, it's Freak Show Friday. He called in. Lighten up.
All right, if you got something on this that you wanted to say, you couldn't get through on the phone, Joe and Alex show on our Twitter. Oh, I've been so nervous about this. And it appears that we have a grand total. If you missed what happened on Tuesday... It's been going on for a while, like boiling under, or I guess boiling up. Alex, producer MYK, Buster, pretty much a lot of my, I thought, friends and coworkers here liked my beard. But apparently, like, they would talk trash behind me and do subtle Instagram stories and different stuff saying that, like, I look like a bum. And
I disagree with that, Joe. We talk trash in front of you.
True.
Either way, I said, okay, how about this, guys? You guys want my beard to go? I'm like, let's do something, which I didn't think would be possible. No offense, but it is a lot. I said, hey, if we can raise $1,009, there's a GoFundMe campaign set up for our coworker, David, who lost his house on the 4th of July. Thank God his wife and their boys made it out, but the house burnt down and to no fault of their own. And they pretty much all they had was the clothing on their back. And I was like, if we can help out with this GoFundMe campaign that another coworker, you know, has got organized, and we can raise $1,009, I'll shave my beard off. To be honest, I want to help the guy, but I don't want to shave my beard. I really like it. Well, Alex, MYK, Buster, everybody's been busting their butt, sharing it, promoting it, plugging in all of our social media, and it's been creeping up. And then this morning, this past hour, we've had like a wave of people donating, like nuts.
Tons of people, including Black Diamond of Indy Pest Control. They posted a picture of their team and said, Black Diamond of Indy Pest Control's employees have pitched in to make sure we make a difference. We hope this helps, and we are so sorry this happened. Hashtag shave the beard. 25 from Carrie Ann, Vicky donated, Alex, Laura, Christy, Brianna, Joshua, Raphael, Lindsay, Amanda. I mean, I could go on and on.
Wait,
you guys are so
Lindsay?
Awesome. Lindsay, your wife. Yes, thank you.
She commented, pretty sure no one is more excited to see the beard go than I am. Happy to help this family get this nasty thing off my husband's face all at one time. Wait, did she take our joint checking account and donate a bunch of money?
She did.
Great. That's being used against me. Not that I don't want to help our coworker.
Yep. Jordan donated $100. Drew, thank you. Whitney, Terry, Mallory. I mean, so many donations. And we only gave you guys such a small amount of time to do this.
Four days.
That was it. And you guys really pulled through. And we're so excited to have you a part of the Joe and Alex Show family. And love you guys for this. And I know that our coworker David is so thankful. And we do have a total.
All right. Well, I was going to ask you, did we reach Alex the goal to shave off my beard and to give the money to our coworker, David? Did we reach the $1,009 goal?
We needed $1,009.
Okay.
We reached $2,310.
Wow. Woo! David.
Oh, my God.
David, I'm happy for you, dude, but that means my beard's got to come off this morning.
You know, Joe, I liked your beard, but... As much as I like your beard, I have a lot to rebuild.
Tell us, David, like, what exactly happened? Your house caught on fire from what we saw on the GoFundMe campaign page back around July 4th. What happened?
Yeah, we had our neighbor was putting on a gigantic 4th of July show or whatever. He paid like
$2,500 for, I don't know, a whole lot of fireworks. And they were going up, And we were finished. We went back in the house. And about an hour later, my wife said, "I smell something burning." And, you know, and they went to investigate. And all of a sudden, my son runs upstairs, grabs his son, and gets my other two boys out of the house. And my wife is screaming, we got to call 911. The house is on fire. And I was like, whose house? I ran outside and our house was on fire. It was just going right up the side of our house. Looked like it started in our trash can, where some of the fireworks may have landed right in our trash can, and caught the trash can on fire. The trash can caught the house on fire. It all went up. It was
wow.
Bad.
David, what can you explain, and I know it might be hard, but can you kind of, what do you want to say to the listeners, that even the ones that were like, I don't have any money, but I can give $5, just all of the listeners that donated, what do you want to say?
From the bottom of my heart, I am so thankful for everybody. I've been watching the GoFundMe page this week, and it's, you know, start off people I knew, people that, you know, that I knew that knew me. And then it just went to people that I had no idea who they were, but their thoughtfulness, their kindness, $5, $1, $7, whatever it was. I am so thankful that there are people in this city that just even just think about others and just will give a little bit that they have to give. It means so much to me and my wife and my family. And from the bottom of our hearts, we are so thankful. Thank you.
How are things going right now, David? I guess if it was July 4th, we're about a month past that. Where are you at right now? I mean, are you even close to getting some sense of normalcy, or what's life like for you, your wife, and your boys?
Well, right now we're still in a hotel. We've been in a hotel for about a month now, looking for another place to live in Avon, where we live at. And so we can keep the boys in a sense of normalcy. So mm-hmm. We keep them normal, you know, same school, don't have to move around or whatever. We're still waiting to figure out what we're going to do next. But we do know the next step is to get out of the hotel and into a rental property until we rebuild what we currently are, our house.
Well, yeah, I just want to tell you, David, we've been here since October, and you are one of the nicest guys. I remember first meeting you when we got here, and I mean, it's just, I'm so happy to work with a guy like you, and we've met your wife and your kids, and a great family, and we're just so thankful for our listeners, too, that, you know, they heard your story, and they wanted to help you out, man, and if people still want to help out... I mean, the beard's coming off now, so we might as well help out David and the family.
Yeah, he only needs, so the GoFundMe total, they had a $10,000 goal. They're at $8,810, so a little more than $1,000 left so that David and his family can meet their goal. So please, just because we're shaving Joe's beard in the next few minutes, please don't stop donating to help this family in need. Like I said earlier today, this is an opportunity for you as a parent, especially if you have children, to show them what it's like and why it's important to give to others, and teach them about kindness and doing unto others as you'd like them to do unto you. And so, you know, use this as an opportunity as a parent, or just let this be your good deed for the week or the month. And, you know, it's not about the amount. It's just about giving. And if it's $5 that you can give instead of going to get, you know, your fast food lunch today or a coffee, you know, do that instead just this one time. And I know that David and his family would really appreciate that.
Oh, yes, definitely. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to my Radio Now family. Oh, my gosh. I'm just so thankful for everything that everybody said.
Dude, David, we love you so much, man. And we look forward to seeing you getting to work this morning. Okay, buddy?
All right.
All right. Thank you so much. And really, I don't want my beard to go, but thank you so much. I mean, like I said, we're trying to connect as much. We've only been here, Alex, since October 10th. But I can already feel like the connection and everybody being a part of the show and helping out. And David's one of the nicest freaking guys I've ever met in my life. And not that you want to, like, you say, oh, well, I mean, just to go through that, I feel so bad for him, but I'm just so thankful to the community and his friends and family, everybody supporting him.
Absolutely. And I just have one comment to read.
Oh, okay.
From Jordan. Jordan says, I vote handlebar mustache.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we are live on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. Thanks to you. Wow, that is so dang loud. We've raised $2,310 for our coworker David, whose house burned down in a fire, and that's all part of his GoFundMe campaign. If you still want to donate money, people are saying, can I help out after the fact? Yeah, help him get his goal. They're like $1,000 away. Radio Now, 1009, Joe and Alex Show. That's on Twitter. Either one of those is Get Back. It's pinned to the top. And then on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. It is up on the top as a pinned post. But, okay, Alex, have you ever trimmed somebody's beard before?
I have never trimmed a beard. I've waxed my upper lip, but that's about as beardy as I've ever gotten.
Okay, I got
shout out to all my brunette sisters.
I took a garbage bag, put it over my head, so I think I can catch most of the beard.
It's like a beard bib. Hashtag beard bib.
So what you're going to do, you got the trimmer right here, and I just want to make sure you don't rip my face off. You'll turn it on like that, and what you'll do is you'll slowly, like, I think because my beard's so thick, you're going to start, like, up here working it. If you go all the way from the bottom, I think it'll get caught.
Okay. Can you hear me talk? I mean,
yeah, you can
hear. You have headphones on. I don't. So I hope that you can hear me talk over this loud
Let me know when thing. I need to take my headphones off. I don't want you to cut my headphones.
Okay, I'm really scared. What if I do, like, what if I whack your lips off?
Be gentle. Okay? This is live. Radio Now, 100.9 on our Facebook page.
Hashtag shave the beard.
Yes, hashtag shave the beard. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Turn it on. Trust me. It's plenty loud.
Okay.
Good. Turn it on. Turn it on first. Turn it on first.
I have it on.
All right. Go ahead.
Start at the top by your ear.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, look at that.
You can get right up against the skin. There you go. Oh, gosh.
Is it loud by your ear?
Yeah, it's very loud. And you can dump the hair inside.
Oh, this is so fun.
Dump the hair inside there so it doesn't get, like, clogged up. There you go. Oh, my. Oh God, I grew you for so long.
Whoa, this is wild, y'all.
Good thing if we do a drug test soon, there won't be any hair.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be crazy. I feel like it's hard to get up here by the ear hole.
I'm going to turn you up real quick. You can try doing a little bit more, like going down a little bit more.
Okay.
Just listen to it. You can hear it, like, getting bogged down a little bit.
Yeah. Man, this is like, you guys got to see a picture of what Joe looks like on Instagram, at Joe Nalt Show, because he looks like Rip Van Winkle.
Sorry. Ah!
or like someone from Duck Dynasty. So this is kind of intense. We should have had, like, a professional beard person come in.
I know. Lack of planning on my part. I didn't think we'd actually raise the money.
Oh, see, our listeners are just good people.
How's it looking so far, MYK? You liking what you see over there? Give me a little...
I see some grays.
Oh, a little knot right there. Oh, yeah, I got a lot of gray and white.
How about we just leave it? Why don't we just leave it like that?
What's it look like? Hold on, let me get a photo of this.
Yeah, can you just check my progress, please? Does that look like how it's supposed to be?
It's getting there.
Okay.
Are you going to design
it? I'm scared about your mustache area.
Why? Because
what if I clip your nose right off?
You won't. It's what has a guard on there. And keep in mind, people donated. Somebody said to give me a handlebar. Are you going to give me a design here?
I feel like maybe producer MYK, I could take over camera duties and maybe he could switch me and he could do, because he's a man. He knows how to maneuver this better.
Do you want to do it?
What?
I try
to do a design?
Well, if you want to, go ahead.
Okay.
Get in there. Do it.
Wait, I have to go up always? I can't
try
go down?
You can try going down. Okay. Try going down.
Okay. Yeah, right there. That's a sweet spot.
Keep in mind, once it's gone, it's gone.
I feel like if the blade was smaller, then you could do more designs.
Well, try that one right there on the side. Turn that one off. Turn it off.
Okay.
And grab that little one right there. We're live on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. Oh. My beard is coming off.
Oh, this is a cute little one. Look at that little buzz.
I don't think it's going to work, though. I don't think it'll last long.
Okay.
Is it doing anything?
Yeah. Yeah, let me try to do the mustache area. Oh, remember that guy from... Did you ever watch,
don't
like...
give me a Hitler mustache either.
Let's do that. No, I'm kidding. West Coast Customs or whatever, or Orange County Chopper. What was that show? Someone that watches that show knows exactly what I'm talking about, but the guy had a mustache that went from... It was just a mustache, but it connected all the way down. We should do that.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of like a Hulk Hogan, his mustache.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, brother!
Let's give you a Hulk Hogan mustache.
Dude, there's so much hair here. I don't want to get rid of it all. All right, Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. This is gonna take forever, guys. We're gonna be here for like another day or so. If you want to see there, once again, thanks to everybody that donated, helping us get $2,310 raised for our coworker David. You can still do it. on our Twitter, Joe and Alex Show. It's pinned to the top, and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.
I've got your gullet. Your gullet.
Let's keep this video going right here. We'll keep it going until the whole thing's done on our Facebook page. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Still, by the way, trying to trim up my...
I like the Hulk Hogan look. I don't want you to change it.
Are we just going to call this a day and say this is it? Like we're done right now with what we got?
Up to you.
What do you think, producer MYK?
I want to vote off the whole thing.
All right, yeah, I'm going to shave the rest off when we get a chance. Right now, though, we've got Indiana State Fair tickets. We need to do what today, Alex? What are you trying to guess?
Their age.
All right, their age. Good morning, Tammy. Tammy's on the Joe and Alex Show for a chance to win Indiana State Fair tickets. Just opened up today, by the way. And are you ready to answer some questions, Tammy?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get into it, Alex. We're ask some questions.
We're just going to start off with a bang, Tammy. Do your best impersonation of an old man.
Hi, Alex.
That's pretty good. That is pretty darn good, Tammy. Tammy, have you ever played 7 Minutes in Heaven?
No.
No?
Yeah, she doesn't want to have a lifetime in hell for doing something like that.
All right. Who is your favorite boy band?
Is Bruno Mars considered?
He's not in a boy band. He's just a solo artist.
Yeah, a group of boys. Yeah,
I mean, if you don't
boys.
Have one, then you don't.
NSYNC.
Okay.
NSYNC, okay.
Can you rub the phone on your butt?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that.
Really?
Really?
OMG. Okay.
It was good. I could tell a lot about your age just from that rub.
What, are you counting grooves or what?
Yes, all of the above. It spoke to me. There's a lot of wisdom in that butt, Tammy. Would you rather spit on a warthog or run naked around a campsite?
Spit on a warthog.
Why, you don't like to be naked and let your boobs go everywhere?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that ups your age a little bit for me, because a woman who's got a little age on her is going to be less likely to be comfortable running around naked in public.
Oh, no. Have you met my grandma?
Is your grandma a little wild?
My grandma's still wild.
Tammy, do you let pets, I don't know if you have pets, but if you do, would you let them sleep in bed with you?
Yeah.
Okay, that adds some numbers right there.
And years.
Years. do you have any kids?
Yes.
How many?
Three.
Okay, I'm not going to ask how old they are, because then it would be really easy to guess your age.
Yeah.
What do you think about our current president? Just you like him or you don't like him?
I don't.
Okay. Have you ever eaten ice cream that was melted from a microwave?
No.
No. Okay, you're not giving me a lot here, Tammy. You're just yes or no. You're making it difficult on me.
And just to remind Tammy, the goal is to have Alex try to figure out your actual age, because that's how you win. If she's off and wrong, you don't win them, so.
Yeah, I mean, okay. The impersonation of an old man.
Can we hear that again?
That was really good. Give me another one.
Another impersonation?
Yeah, another old man, because it really told me a lot.
I don't know.
Did you just go
the moans?
You're like the perverted guy, the old man on Family Guy. Like, I got some popsicles in the basement.
There you go.
Tammy, are you regretting your life choices coming on this show right about now?
No.
All right, I'm just gonna go ahead and throw it out there, because I think Tammy is just totally uncomfortable. So I'm just gonna put her out of her misery.
I'm comfortable.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Alex. Get it. Do it.
What part of town do you live in?
I live on the Northeast.
Are you married?
Yes.
Is your husband bald?
Wait a minute. Hold on. We're going through all these. Yes. Like, are you pending divorce? What's going on here? I was like, yeah.
I'm married, and he is not bald at all.
Anywhere. Okay.
Not even down there.
So he can't. She can't be too old, because if her husband was really balding, then I mean that would be they were really old. So she just can't be very old. Oh, was that the shaver sound? Tammy, this is probably the most difficult one of the week. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Hold on. Can I ask you some questions to help
sure,
you?
Sure.
All right. Tammy, it's a Friday night. You're going to go, you know what? You had a long weekend. Your husband was being a jerk. Your boss, you know what? You want to punch him in the face. What drink are you cracking open?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a Patron.
Whoa!
Refined and classy.
Okay, Patron, that is a woman. That is a woman that's like refined. She's mature.
But
like,
she still likes to get
buzzed. She still likes to get buzzed, but she's not getting trashed or hammered. Like, she didn't say vodka cranberry.
She's not getting mohawk
fireball,
vodka.
Subtract 20 years from fireball.
Exactly, yeah. So, Tammy, I feel confident about this. Okay, I'm going to... within what range do I have to get cracked, Producer MYK?
Like, I'd say
is it
about,
within 5 years?
Like about 3 years. Three years is fine, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna say 52. Am I close?
Yes.
Really? How old are you?
55.
Whoa! Took her a second to figure out boy bands. That was a giveaway for me.
Yeah, how did you come to the age, which is actually 55, but you said 52?
Well, she never played 7 Minutes in Heaven, which means when people were playing 7 Minutes in Heaven, she was too old for that game.
Tammy, did you just get right to it?
Huh?
Like, did anybody back in the day when you were growing up play 7 Minutes in Heaven where you go into the closet and make out?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that was an 80s and 90s kid thing.
That was back in the day, though. That was like before then.
No, that is an 80s thing.
I watched The Wonder Years, damn it, and I'm telling you, in there, Kevin didn't want to go make out.
Well, this is my turn to ask the questions, and this is how I came to the conclusion.
Sorry.
It was pretty easy for her to do the impersonation of an old man. So, I mean, that was kind of a dead giveaway.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And like I said, her butt talked to me. Her butt talked back when I talked to her butt. And she said that she didn't want to run naked around a campsite. So, I mean, yeah. An older woman is probably less likely to do that than a younger woman. So,
oh, and that note you have there. Yeah, Tammy. They don't make those anymore either.
That's true. And your name is Tammy. And, yes, they don't make those anymore.
It's a classic.
So, Tammy, congratulations. But you're going to the State Fair.
Thank you.
Tammy, can you give us your best cow impersonation?
Moo.
Sounds very similar to the old man.